Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with a company update from K2 Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KTO, and on the OTCQB under the symbol KTGDF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Steve Swatton. Now, Steve, let's follow up on a news release that came out just on Monday, November 30th. It is the initial results from this recently completed 17-hole drill program, which totaled a little over 2,500 meters at the company's 100% owned Mojave project in Southern California. Now, I did chat with you about halfway through November to give a general overview of this project and this drill program that we are starting to get results from. Now, three holes were released on Monday. The headline hole intersected about 87 meters of 4 grams per ton gold from surface, as well as a couple other drill holes from the same pad. Some of those results, almost 52 meters of 1.2 grams per ton gold and 62.5 meters of 1.4 grams per ton gold. Steve, just give us a little reminder of where these holes were drilled on the overall project, first and foremost, please.
Okay, they were drilled from the Dragonfly Zone, which is the northern zone of the currently known mineralization. And just to recap, it's 3 kilometers by 1 kilometer, and we're on the northern end of it. And we inherited this drill program from SSR. It was a plan of operations. And in California and under the BLM rules, you have to have a plan of operations. And simply, we just, you know, shoehorned into this program and drilled from one site at the north, and then we turned 200 meters south, and the subsequent holes will be from the southern site, and then another zone called the Newmont is where the last two sites are. So we drilled 4 sites, multiple holes per site, and this is the first hole from those the whole suite of drilling that we're doing. And what's of real note here is that it's quite a lot higher grade than previous drilling that BHP had done. And I think part of the reason for that is that when they had drilled and on their way out, they took a bunch of samples from trenches along the road, which, you know, you might argue they should have done this before they drilled, but they did it after they drilled. And then they covered in the over the road with dirt and reclaimed it, and then got the results back and realized that one of the areas along the road had this high-grade intersection, high-grade mineralization of 42 meters of 4 grams. So fortunately, with the SSR program, they had sited one of the holes fairly close to this trench. So we drilled underneath this trench. And what you can see is the result of that, you know, 87 meters of 4 grams is pretty substantial. And I would say the average grade of the material in general is 1.5 to 2 grams, which in itself is high grade. But this is exceptionally high grade. It's all oxide material, and it's all drilled from surface. So in answer to your question, I think what we've done is we've drilled ostensibly down an ore chute, and they're not uncommon in epithermal environments. In fact, it's what you want, and you'll have several of them. It won't be the only one. And what we've done is we've hit this sweet spot in this particular zone, but there will be more with subsequent drilling along this zone. But I would say that the 45 meters of 6.7 grams is exceptional. So it's led us to pause to think about the actual potential of this whole deposit. It probably is a little larger than we had originally anticipated.
So, Steve, are there any other holes from this drill program that come from this pad or pads nearby that we should or will get a better understanding of here?
Yeah, there's one 200 meters south that we drilled, and that'll be the next release, I'm guessing. We don't have the results back yet, and hopefully they've been analyzing them in sequential order. But the next ones are of a very similar ilk to the one that has been published just now.
So what's that all going to mean moving forward? I know that you guys don't have your drill program planned for next year, but seeing this sort of high grade for the area, that obviously warrants follow-up, but you still don't have all the drill results back. So how are you balancing that out?
Yeah, I mean, we're already thinking ahead. I mean, the thing about this asset that your listeners have got to realize is that it's kind of known In the past, BHP and Newmont had already outlined the areas of most interest, and all we're finding is more interest within the areas of interest. And so we've designed a second program of 30 sites in exactly the same area to make sure that we've drilled between the dead spots, if you like, within the drilling. And so what we're doing in the moment as we're planning to go forward is, it's confirmed what we suspected. Like, the reality is we did not have any chips or any samples from this previous drilling. But because it was from serious operators like BHP and Newmont, we could probably rely on them. Well, obviously, they were correct. And our subsequent program for the 30 site will be filling in so we can actually get a resource calculation in the inferred category. And that's why we're designing the second program the way we are.
So talking about this grade and the high grade, which is 4 grams per ton in the area, how does that compare to other deposits, other narratives that you are working off of for other projects?
You're the first person to have asked me that. I mean, there's nothing like this around here. We can't quite fully explain it. But what we've done is, with the trace element geochemistry that we're looking at, there's a high levels of selenium and thallium, mercury, arsenic, and I think it's gallium. And this is telling us that not only do we have some elements of epithermal, there seems to be some kaolin-type influence, and we don't fully understand it yet. To be honest with you, Corey, we don't, but we'll take it. I mean, there's something going on there that's a little bit different. It's not like the geochemistry from Beatty District, which is Corvus and some of the other guys down there. We're seeing a slightly different trace element geochemistry, and it's only helping us. So, yeah, I mean, do we fully understand it? No, but we'll certainly try and find out, and it will build into our next program, the 30 sites going forward.
All right, so news flow-wise, we are going to get the 14 remaining RC holes from the Dragonfly Newmont targets, as well as some of the results from rock samples. What about permitting, though, as you move into next year's drill program? I know that you still need to isolate at least some of the targets, but you have already a pretty broad and big program planned, 30 sites to be tested. What do we need to pay attention to as permitting continues to advance?
Well, we're going to submit the permitting plan of operation next week. And then under the BLM regulations, rules and regulations, they have 30 days to respond. If it's approved, then it goes out to public consultation. If they have, you know, some query or there's something they're questioning in it, it comes back to us, and then we send it back to them with revisions. So look, at the earliest, we could anticipate drilling in beginning part of next year. If not, it would be late spring, something like that. That sort of time range, I would estimate. In California, as your listeners probably are well aware, I mean, it adheres to the same rules as Nevada and Arizona. They just tend to be a little bit more strict with their interpretation of what is required. So we have to be extremely careful in our submission that we cross every T and dot every I.
Yeah, that's fair enough. But you know what? Moving through the permitting process, as long as you get those permits when you do want to start drilling, then, well, you can move ahead with that program. Update everybody quickly on the cash in the bank that you guys are sitting on, understanding, too, that a lot of the major expenses in terms of drilling are completed for this year.
Yeah, we paid up for the helicopter and the drilling now, and we're sitting on about 1.5. And just to recap, you know, 52 million shares out. So we still got a fairly tight structure, and the cash position, you know, I wouldn't like to get it below a million, but, you know, our burn rate is about 50,000, 50 to 70,000 a month. So yeah, we've got sufficient cash, but obviously if we want to do the second program, we'd have to be looking to raise some more capital. But I think with these results, they're standalone in themselves. And look, this is a type of asset that, if it's as good as it's beginning to look, some mid-size or senior producer would certainly take an interest in it, because here we have a project which may take a while to get fully permitted to mine, but it's something you want in your portfolio for, you know, the future. And if it's sitting north of a couple of million ounces, you could afford the time to make sure that you get all of the permitting in place. I think, you know, it's a risk-reward situation. It's a safe jurisdiction. The 1872 Mining Act is quite clear in that it allows you to mine. There will be public consultation, but if there's nothing in the public consultation that is an absolute drop dead, you cannot move forward, you will be given the permit to mine. And so far, there's nothing in the cultural studies or the environmental studies that we've done, or that anybody else has done for that matter, that seems to suggest we're not going to have the right of passage straight through to mining.
Okay. Hey, thanks for that broad update there, Steve. And one thing to note, too, is that the company does have a number of catalysts on the forefront, mostly around drilling. And just these drill results from earlier this week did move the stock nicely higher on some high volume, too. Steve, good chatting with you. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Steve regarding the drill program that just wrapped up or anything else for K2 Gold, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Steve, thanks for the update today.
Much appreciated. Thank you very much, Corey.